Hello, Saints. So I want to talk about an important topic today, reality. What is reality, and what is the false realities pushed up, promoted by the God of this world, the Father of lies? So I'll start in Psalm 119, 29-30. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth, thy judgments have I laid before me. So the world, blinded by their flesh and confusion, echo often what Pilate said when questioning the Lord. What is truth? The question that should be asked, rather, who is truth? John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I was thinking about that fact. The Lord is the whole truth, and anything outside of Him is not truth. When you look at the world, who was it created for? Revelation 4, verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. If all things, including mankind, were created for the Lord's pleasure, and His ways are the truth, it really is incredible how far mankind has strayed from the truth. They fail to even acknowledge it. But the Lord showed His love to sinful, fallen mankind in His Son Jesus, who is manifest in the world, and gave us the word of the Lord, speaking what He had heard of the Father. Without His light, the truth, made plain to us by the Son, and without His perfect sacrifice for our sin, we would have no chance at eternal life. Matthew 11, 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. John 15, 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. And Ephesians 5, 1-2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. While we were yet sinners, the Lord came, became the way of eternal life, offered his perfect sacrifice, and gave us his Holy Spirit to lead us in the truth. John 16, 13-15. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine, therefore said I, that He shall take of Mine, and shall show it unto you. This is the reality, that man is deep in darkness, and we need the Holy Spirit of God to lead us out of that darkness, only made available by the sacrifice of God and given to those who obey Him. Acts 5, 30-32. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom He slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are His witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him. Satan's reality, on the other hand, can be summed up in a few simple core elements: schooling, working, collecting, retirement, and then dying. This travail is given by God to the sinner who lives for a false reality of perishable riches rather than the incorruptible God. Ecclesiastes 2:26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. We can see throughout the culture a hyperfixation on fake realities. And with the acceleration of technology, man's deception is multiplied daily. 2 Timothy 3:13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. The delusion of the culture can be summarized in a simple statement: man is not in darkness, and there is no judgment of God. Satan pleases the flesh and placates the mind to live at ease while the Lord's mercy extends to the world. Only those who are wise flee the wrath to come by getting into the ark of Jesus Christ. Psalm 10:4-11. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Proverbs 14:26-27. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. So that was my study on reality today. I think it's an important topic to talk about. The reality is, man is in darkness. You read through the scriptures, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We in no way could work our way to heaven. We need Jesus' perfect righteousness. He came to us to give us the truth, the word of God. What he heard of the Father, he proclaimed to us. And he made the way by giving us that truth. He forgives our sins by his perfect sacrifice on the stake, and he tells us to come, follow me, take up the stake and follow me. And by his grace we can follow him by his Holy Spirit, who he gives to those who obey him. And his Holy Spirit leads us out of the darkness into his light, walking on the narrow path. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. You have to repent and forsake your sin. That's the truth. That's reality. But Satan likes to placate the mind, like I said. We see it in the culture. We see it in society. All you're charged to do is go to school, work, go on vacations, gather, collect, do your hobbies, retire, die. That's pretty much all there is in this life for those who are not living for Jesus Christ, because they're living for a false reality. They're living for the temporary. Everything's going to burn up. Christ is coming back to set up his kingdom of truth and righteousness and holiness and light. Are you walking in that light today, neighbor? I want you to test yourself. Are you walking in reality? Or are you walking in a lie? Because the father of lies has set up this world to deceive many. He has blinded the eyes of those that believe not. Test yourself. Make sure you're not a reprobate, and that you're walking in the truth of God, led by the Holy Spirit, out of the darkness, into his marvelous light. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.